Okay. We begin today to this topic. I have a title even, Lifting the Torah, the Ultimate Honor. So what's the connection between that and this week's Parsha, Parshas Ki Savo? If you look here in this first source, there's a whole list of curses. Arur this, arur that, a whole list of things for which a person is going to be cursed. We know that in the Parsha, we have half of the Shvatim and Har Grizim, half of the Shvatim and Har Eval, and the Levim in the middle with the Aron, and they turn towards one mountain, towards another mountain. Towards Har Eval, when they turn towards Har Eval, they speak about these specific curses, violations of the Torah that are written elsewhere, but we take these very seriously. At the end of that section, the whole list, Arur this, Arur that, look at Pasuk Chavav, it says, Arur asher lo yakin es divrei HaTorah hazos, La'asososam, cursed be the one who doesn't fulfill, doesn't uphold these, the words of the Torah, va'amar kolham amen. So we responded amen in the affirmative, that we, if we deserve whatever punishment is coming to us, if we don't fulfill the words of the Torah. What words of the Torah? So this could refer to the list of arurs that precede it. It could refer to all of the Torah. Could refer to all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, and at that moment, towards the end of our sojourn in the Midbar, right before we entered the land of Israel, we took upon ourselves this promise, this brit, this covenant, that we're going to uphold all the words of the Torah. So that's very serious. That was taken by the Jewish people at that time, and that's our promise, our covenant for the years to come. If you look in source in the Ramban, so the Ramban tells us what this pasuk means according to Pshat, and then he says there seems to be a custom that we are all familiar with that may have been derived from this pasuk. So take a look at the Ramban. Asher lo yakim es divrei HaTorah hazos, kan kalal es kol HaTorah kula. This includes here, we include the Torah in its entirety. Everything that has been written up until this point has now been affirmed by the Jewish people. V'kibluha alehem be'ala uvishvua. Two different type degrees of shvua, of an oath. Ala uvishvua, a double oath, that we take upon ourselves not to violate the Torah, to accept all of these mitzvos as part of Targum mitzvos. Lashon Rashi. That's the way Rashi understands it. Ulefi da'ati, listen to what the Ramban adds on to Rashi. Ki ha-kabbalah hazos, this acceptance of the Jewish people at this juncture, in this coming week's parsha, she-yodeh b'mitzvos belibo, that I acknowledge the mitzvos in my heart, v'yu be'enov emes, and they will be true in my eyes, v'yamin she-ha-osa osan yeh lo schar v'tova. And what do I believe? This is where I'm affirming my belief in the concept of schar va'onesh. Not only the acceptance of the mitzvos, but the fact that arur, if you don't follow them, you're going to be cursed, you're going to be punished. And if you do follow them, you're going to receive reward. V'ha'over aleihem ye'onesh. V'im yichpor ba'achas mehem. And if I deny even one of them, otiye be'enav b'teila la'olam, or I say one of these mitzvos will be nullified, will be abolished at one point, hinehu arur, such a person is cursed. Which means, when we say arur asho lo yokemis divrei ha-Torah hazos, as Rashi made the point, this refers to the Torah in its entirety. What it means is that if I take upon myself 612 mitzvos, and I deny even one of them, that's part of the Torah, so such a person should be cursed. Such a person is a kofir. We know a person cannot convert unless you accept the Torah in its entirety. I don't believe in this mitzvah, I'm not accepting this mitzvah. Such a person is considered a kofir. So that person is a heretic, even if it's one mitzvah. And that's derived from this pasuk. Fine. And then he continues, Avol, im avar alachas mehem. If a person violates one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, kigon she'och alachazir v'hashekitz letava. So a person had desire, so he ended up eating pork. Shelo asasuka vululav, right? La'atzla, a person was very lazy, so I didn't sit in the sukkah. I ate my bagel outside the sukkah, or I didn't take the lulav. Einenu b'cheirim hazer. He's not included in this cheirim. As the Torah here, we're ostracizing someone who's now going to be cursed if he doesn't accept the Torah. That's not accepting the Torah. There's a huge difference between those two. What happened to this person? I accept our 613 mitzvahs, but you know what? I had a desire to eat this. I had a desire to mechalel Shabbos. I had a desire to do something that the Torah prohibits. You're not included in that aura. That's an avera, but that's not a kofir. Ki lo amar akasif asher lo yaaseh es divrei haTorah azos. It doesn't say arur the person who doesn't do the Torah. What was the key word in the pasuk? Asher lo yakim. You're not willing, not so much to fulfill, but rather to establish that this is to affirm that this is part of Torah. Ela amar asher lo yakim es divrei haTorah azos laasos kitan. Key movie, Kiblu HaYehudim. Just at the time of Purim, the Jewish people accepted the Torah, right? Another Kabbalah Satorah that we had at the time of Purim, in addition to what we accepted the Torah against our will at Har Sinai. That's kimu v'kiblu. What does it mean? We fulfilled every one of the Tariag mitzvahs. No, it doesn't mean we fulfilled them. It means we accepted them as true, as emes. So that's an important difference, and especially at this time of year, to understand the difference between Yaseh and Yakim. There are things that we do wrong. But once we begin to justify them, that this mitzvah doesn't really make sense. It's not that I had a desire to do this. The reason I'm doing this is because Hashem understands completely that this is really not relevant nowadays, and we have the right to reform the religion to some extent. That's the bigger problem. We usually think, you know, as lawyers, if I can justify my actions, so then I'm better off. That's exactly what we try to do. I try if I can. The acquittal is based on the fact that I defend myself and I justify my actions. And by doing so, I explain why what I did was okay. Hashem says, no, it's just the opposite of what I want you to do. I want you to recognize that the entire Torah, the Torah in its entirety, that's something that has to be yakim. You have to establish that as true. If in particular mitzvos, I was a little lazy about this one, and this one was, I had such a great desire for this one, such a great attraction for that one, Hashem says, I understand that you're human. That's okay. You can do tshuva. But for the tshuva to be where I begin to justify my actions that I didn't do anything wrong, that's not tshuva. And that's a violation of this. Then you become a kofir. When you start saying this mitzvah doesn't apply. Don't say it doesn't apply. It applies, but it's not so easy for me to do. That's something completely different. That's what the Ramban is saying. Next paragraph. Uvi Ushalami Bisota Ra'isi. Listen to this. A custom that we're going to be familiar with. Asher lo yakim. Arur, cursed be the one who doesn't literally lift up the Torah. Ask this Yushalmi, v'chiyesh Torah nofeles. Is there a Torah that's falling that I have to lift up the Torah? So Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim Omer zeh hachazan. This refers to the chazan. Now, who's the chazan? So you have to realize that chazan means different things in different contexts. The word chazan actually comes from the word chozeh, which means to see. V'techezena. Even in Aramaic, we use the word chazi, which means to see. V'techezena einenu, or I should see. Chazon ovadia. Chazon yishayo ben amos. The word to see something, have a vision of something. So a chazan haknesset was someone who was probably the shamish or the gabai who used to look around to see what was going on. The word gabai actually is also not used correctly. The word gabai means to collect. The gabai was the tzedakah collector. So we use the word gabai when we should be using the word chazan. We use the word chazan when we should be using the word shliach tzibur. Okay? Chazan is not the guy who's leading the davening. But okay, that word is used interchangeably. We often use that chazan to mean a lot of things. So who's the chazan? So I'm going to read to you the Pnei Moshe, the commentary on the Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi itself. I don't have it on the sheet. So listen to this. He says, Zeha Chazan Shehu Omeid. Now, interesting, here he just quotes Zeha Chazan. In the Gemara here, it uses the word Zeha Chazan Shehu Omeid. He's standing. What's the Chazan standing? So listen to what he says. Lehis Paleo. Oh, Archazan, he davens. Vilikros Betorah, we call that person the Baal Kore, but he also was called a Chazan. Va'alav ne'emar, and about him the Pasuk says, Asher lo yakim. This Pasuk's talking about the Chazan. It's talking about the Baal Kore. What is it telling about him? Sheba'omdo hu mekim ha-Torah, when he stands up there, he literally lifts up the Torah, umala osalifnei ha'am, and lifts it up in front of the people. Now, that can mean literal, or it can mean figurative. It can mean that the one who actually is about to lane lifts up the Torah in front of everybody. It may mean that by his mere presence of leading the services or reading the Torah, he actually affirms the Torah, lifts and elevates the Torah in the eyes of the people, and no doubt having a Baal Kore who's appropriately prepared certainly can do that for the people. However, the Ramban takes this in the literal sense, and he quotes the Ramban here in the Pnei Moshe in the Yerushalmi, and here is our Ramban over here. So listen to this. He's going to go through several pshatim, but if you look at the next paragraph, the last one on this page, Va'amru al derech agada. So an agadic interpretation of this pasuk is Zeha Chazan She'eno Mekim Sifre HaTorah Laha'amidon Kitiknon Shelo Yiplu. Ooh. So there's an agadic interpretation, and that's more the figurative interpretation, which is the Chazan, the one who's the Baal Kore, the one who's the Shliach Tzibur, he's now, he has the responsibility of ensuring that people are following the Torah. He's going to read from it, maybe he's going to teach, maybe he's also the rabbi, he's going to teach a little bit of the Torah, to ensure that the Torah, the words of the Torah, are going to be fulfilled. However, if you actually read that very carefully, watch this. She'eno mekim sifrei ha-Torah la-ha'amidan kitiknan shelo yiplu. That they don't fool. Another interpretation is a literal interpretation, but it doesn't refer to the lifting of the Torah, but rather, it means as follows. The Chazan may refer to the Gabbai. Who's the Gabbai? The one who helps put the Sifrei Torah away. What happens if you don't put them in the Aron properly? What's going to happen to them? They're going to fall out, or they're going to fall. You have to put them up properly. We have some of the, you know, sometimes you have a wooden piece there to make sure to block the Sifrei Torah, don't slide down. He has to be very careful. His responsibility is, because we know what happens when the Sefer Torah falls and everyone's in the Tzibur, it impacts everybody. So this may refer to a Chazan who's a Gabbai. Says the Ramban, Vilinere, you know what I think it's referring to? Al hachazan she'eno mekim sefer Torah al hatzibur laharos p'nei k'sivaso lakol. Who are we talking about now? It's the one, the chazan, the person who lifts up the Torah to the entire tzibur so they can see the k'sav, they can see the writing on the Torah. That is a huge responsibility, and that's considered a great honor, a great privilege, but a great responsibility to ensure that everybody sees the Torah. In fact, as a halacha, when we say the words "Vizos HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe," and which is also quoted elsewhere, when we say that pasuk and the Torah is being lifted, you're not supposed to say those words until you see the ksav. Sometimes you have people, you're sitting on one side of the stool, the guy lifts up the Torah, he doesn't turn around at all, and you say Vizos HaTorah. You're not supposed to say Vizos HaTorah. You only say Vizos HaTorah when you see the ksav. That cloth with nothing on it is not the Torah. That is not the Torah. The Torah are the words that are in the Torah. Don't for a moment think that when someone lifts this thing up, that that's called the Torah. The Torah is every single word and every single letter in the Torah. And if it's missing one, that's not Vizos HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe Fadei B'nei Yisrael. So you have to wait. Sometimes the guy goes up and he plops himself down, never turned around, you never see it. Or people say Vizos HaTorah, everyone says, not everyone should be saying Vizos HaTorah at the same time. It depends on where you are in shul. Maybe at the beginning, the back saying Vizos HaTorah. He turns around, you hear again Vizos HaTorah. That's the halacha. And the Rabban says, there is a hint to this custom from this pasuk. Arur asher lo yakim es divrei HaTorah hazos la'asos osam. Somehow, hopefully at the end, we'll try to understand what the significance of this is, of lifting up the Torah, why it's so important, and why we would use a pasuk that says arur, as if to say, if you don't lift up the Torah, so that's considered arur. So if you turn over the page, you'll see here another Gemara in Maseches Megillah, which seems to give great honor. We assume that there's great emphasis on the one who has this particular kibbutz. If I would ask you, what's considered a great kibbutz? So you would say, I don't know, shlishi. It's the first aliyah that a non-Kohen can get. From a Kabbalistic view, maybe shishi on Shabbos. All right? Shabbos HaGadol Maftir. I don't know, you have a whole list. Maftir Yonah. That's a great aliyah to get. So, psicha? Who do you give psicha to? I don't know, the guy whose wife is 9 months pregnant? That's one custom. Or the new guy in shul, the newbie. He comes to, right? Yeah, guest, very nice. Open up Daro. Right? Is that considered a big kibud? I know there about 70 of them on Yom Noroyim. So a lot of people getting that kibud. That's not so special. Maybe for Ne'ilah, all right? For maybe. But so what's a great kibud? So we assume getting Aliyah, something like that is considered significant. The Gemara in Megillah says the greatest kibud is lifting up the Torah. Take a look. Va'amar Rav Shvati, Amar Rav Yochanan, Asara Shekar B'Torah. The Gemara in Megillah Lamed Beis Amidav. The last daf. Asara Shekar B'Torah. 10 people who read from the Torah. So it's interesting what that means. We don't have 10 people read from the Torah. We'll deal with that. Hagodol Shebahem Golel Sefer Torah. Now the simple reading of that Gemara is, the greatest amongst them, the one who's considered the Gadol, the most dignified, the one who should receive the greatest honor, he's the one who's going to roll the Sefer Torah. You may say, oh, it's just not Hagba, it's Galila. So the answer is...
Hagba and Galila the same back then? Because I remember hearing that they either used the Sephardic style of Torah back then, or that it was just supposed to be a one-man job because some other reason.
Right, so there are different ways to answer...
differently.
Right, to answer that question,
I want to just say, Hagba, what's that? Maybe it's the actual person. Does Galila always put it up?
So the answer is because the key is really the Galila, because you're rolling the Sefer Torah. But in order,
person,
but before you,
it's two different things.
Exactly. So whatever, right? It's the same person.
Yeah, but it
wouldn't specify it as two different things. It would just say
right. The go right. The go. What does he do? What the action that he's really doing is rolling it up after he happens to lift it up. So there are different explanations. If you ever look at a Sephardi Torah, so first of all, there are two big differences. They lift it up before laying it.
And they lift it up.
Right. And then, so it's not a big deal for that person to be the one who just kind of closes it. It's not a big just kind of close it and open it. It's no big deal at all. Our Ashkenazi practice is, number one, we have a different Sefer Torah. We split, right? We have Hagba and Galila, two different people, and we actually roll the Torah. We do that afterwards. I think in Chabad, I could be wrong, but in Chabad Minag is that the person who lifts up the Torah, lifts it up, then puts it down and rolls it. Okay.
It's so heavy that they can't leave it like this.
So part of it is that's what you would think. But I think part of it is because the person who is getting the hagba should get the full mitzvah. And the full mitzvah is the galila too. After he does hagba and galila, then some guy wraps it around. So that way he gets the full kibbutz. But the Gemara calls it golel. Okay, and he says, yeah, go ahead.
Why not allow more people to get schar for doing something? If it's two people are able to do these two things, then why not let both of them?
Right, so that's
also,
maybe...
it's a little kid a lot.
Right, so that may be what we do, right? And we have to deal with that. That may be why we do what we do. Or it's possible that the Gemara, to answer your question, it could be that would be like giving someone half an aliyah. Right? In other words, either you do the full mitzvah or not. If the full mitzvah is Hagba and Galila together and all you did was half, so no one got the full spot. Oh, that could be, yeah.
Can we get like half a mitzvah when getting only the most times that is because we're supposed to really read from the Torah?
Okay, that may be. Okay, we assume the person is being motzi me or something like that. That may be true. Okay, that's only because unfortunately we're not prepared. Right? You're supposed to be prepared when you get an aliyah, but we're not. All right?
If I'm calling up somebody to do Hagba for a Torah, should I say,
you have to ask Rabbi Jack.
Summer a lot, yep. Because I was the guy from my program, And very often they were using a Sephardic Torah, so I didn't know what to do.
I have to ask Rabbi Jachter. He would be able to answer that. So look at the Gemara further. So watch what he says. Hagololo, and the one who rolls the Tefer Torah, which are, again, we're assuming is the person who's doing both Hagbaha and Galila, he says, no tel schar kulon. He gets the schar of all the people who got called up to Torah, because it said, 10 people shekar who read from the Torah, the gadol amongst them should do the Hagba Glila, and it gets everyone's schar. The Amar Rishua ben Levi, Asar shekar batorah, Hagolel, Sefer Tori, Kibel schar kulon. The Gemara asks, what? Why does he get everyone's schar? Someone got an aliyah, and this guy should get his schar. Schar kulon salkadaitech. Ela'ema kibel schar kineged kulon. It means corresponding to everyone. They also get schar, but his schar equals everybody else. So it's interesting that it sounds like from the Gemara, we're giving the Gadol the greatest honor, and by doing so, he's going to get the greatest amount of schar, which is interesting. Why the guy who's the Gadol, it's very nice to give him a privilege, to give him an honor. But now that he's going to get more schar, so the gadol keeps getting more schar than everybody else. Every week, it's the same guy. So we'll get to that too. Take a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Asara Shakaru. And Rashi is obviously bothered by, we should be bothered by. How many people are called up to the Torah?
Seven.
On a Shabbos, seven. On a weekday, three. Maybe four. Maybe five. Maybe six on Yom Kippur. But where do you get 10 from? So Rashi says, Asara Shakaru Shenesfu. Who are we talking about? A minion of people. You don't lane unless you have a minion. When it says asara, it means that 10 people gather together for the sake, for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah. Vikaru ha-gimel o ha-zayin kicho kayom. And they wrote the three aliyos, or the seven aliyos, depending on what the day was. Ulefi she'ein korin b'torah pachos me'asara nakar asara shakara b'torah. Why does it say 10? Only because you need 10 for a minion. That's where we got in the number 10. Not everybody agrees to that shot. Take a look at the tour in the Halach Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah, Simon Kuf Bem Zayin and Orach Chaim. So here, he gives us different understandings of this Gemara, and then we'll raise the question of the Prisha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asara Shekaru B'Torah, Gadol Shebukulam Golel. The Amar B'Yeshua Ben Levi, Asara Shekaru B'Torah, HaGolel Noter Schar Keneged Kulam. Remember? Keneged Kulam. Urigilim ba'ashkenaz, in Germany, the minag was liknosa bidamim yakarim. This was when they would sell aliyahs, sell kibudim, this was the most expensive. Usually not. Usually like Hagba Galila, if you're on Sipchas Torah, Hagba Galila and, Hutzav Achnasa, $25, $36. Oh, aliyah, ataresa, whatever. Now that already, hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars. No, this should be it. Because of Bal Ha'itur, the Bal Ha'itur writes, Ika Manda Amar, Yud Lav Davka. It doesn't really mean, don't take Asara 10 literally. Ela Gadol Shebebeis HaKnesses. What's he coming to tell you? So watch carefully. The way we read the Gemara originally, it sounded like that the Gadol is one of the people who received an aliyah, who read from the Torah. That's what it sounded like. So the Gadol who's getting Hagba, he's not only getting Hagba and Galila, he already got an Aliyah. The person who should be lifting up the Torah should be someone who already read from the Torah, who already had an Aliyah. Says the Bala Itur, not everyone understands the Gemara that way. Lav Dafka. It doesn't have to be one of those 10 or one of the people who was called up to the Torah. Ela Gadol Shebebeis HaKnesses. Rather, the gadol in the shul, maybe he didn't get an aliyah. The greatest person in the shul, whoever that person is, you can choose whoever that person is, he should be getting the hagba. V'ika manda omar asara davka. No, some say 10 means literally. Who are those people? Shiva shekaru b'torah, umitargem, umaftir. So there are three ways we can view what's going on here. Number one, the simple way, which is, when we say 10, we mean you needed a minion to read the Torah. That's one shot. Who's getting an aliyah? Who's getting the hagba? Someone who was called up as for one of the aliyahs. How many? There were 3 people called up, 7 people called up. The 10 has nothing to do with those people. Or it's possible that the person who's getting called up has to be one of the people who got an aliyah. One of those people. right? Either he is or he's not. Or, third possibility is, when we speak about 10, I tell you who the 10 are. The 10 are the 7 people who get called up on Shabbos. Then we have a maftir. We have a mitargim, okay? So if you call up 7 who read the Torah, the mitargim, and the maftir, so that's how many?
9.
That's 9. So where's 10?
The hag.
Right? So it sounds like...
The hag,
I don't know. It's a good question. The guy said who read the Torah, those are 7. Mitargim, maftir. Yeah, so I don't know. It sounds like when he gives this number, right, he's telling me, Asara Dafka, Shivaka Matora, Umitargim, so he, the 7 who got called up, Maftir, I don't know, maybe because you read it twice.
No, I mean, because it's Kodesh Rehan, so one of them has to have Galila or Hagwa, otherwise it wouldn't be Shivahan, because he's not part of them.
So. Okay, so that could be, right?
Yeah, it only applies on Shabbos, but we also have the whole...
You have the whole week, so then what happens then? Who do you call up then? All right? So it's not clear whether or not, machlokas, whether or not the person who gets called up for Hagwa should be someone who got an aliyah, or he should be, who can be someone independent. Yeah.
If you're going to say that the person who gets Hagwa Galila is one of the people that already got an aliyah, then that's not 10 different people, though. That would bring it down one.
That's right. That's right. So what I think it means that there are 10 people in general, and one of those 10 should be getting this keyboard. He's not an independent person. One of those 10 should be getting it. That's what, if you read the Gemara simply on the top source, Asara Shekaru B'Torah, Hagodol Shebahem Golel Sefer Torah. The greatest amongst them should read from the Sefer. The greatest of those 10. Who's 10? Is 10 the people who had kibudim? Is 10 the people who were in the minyan who allowed us to lane? Right, another possibility. Or it doesn't mean anything. Hagodol Shabahem could mean the greatest person. Well, that's true. That would be the 10 people who were in the minyan. Find the greatest person with the minyan. He has nothing to do with being called up to the Torah.
Is, okay. What is his goal? Does that mean the person should be doing?
We should give him that mitzvah.
Or the person
who
did.
No. It's Hagol. No, we should be giving the Gadol that mitzvah. Now get to the last source. Now you see the question. Look at this last source in the preacher. This is a commentary on the tour. The Amar Rishua ben Levi notel schar keneged kulam yesh litmoa my raya hizu. What kind of proof is this? V'chim yishum shahagolil notel schar keneged kulam yeh hagadol dafka golil. So, because he's getting schar of everybody, he should get the greatest of the people, most dignified, the most chashev, should get that mitzvah. Halo kol adam rotzeh litol schar harbe. Everybody wants a lot of schar. Right? Why not everybody? U'lecha'ora nireh lefareish tehachi kamar. This is what it means. Godol shebekulam golil, ritzono lomar, ha'golil mekabel schar godol keneged kulam. It doesn't mean that he is the Gadol. Listen to this new pshat of the Prisha. 10 people are called up to the Torah, meaning 10 people are in the minyan. Hagadol Shebahem, Golol Sefer Torah. The greatest schar that you would get is the kibud of being the Magba Hagbel Gliba. That's what it's saying. Hagodol Zot doesn't mean you give the greatest person. It means that's the greatest honor. You don't have to give it to the greatest person. And that's why our minhag today is you give Hagodol to anybody. Doesn't matter. But guess what? He's going to get Schar Kulon for some reason. Umisha Yirtse Yachol Gilo. Whoever you want to call up can do the Glila. Fahainu Yeshua ben Levi. All right, that's what he says. But Abba Balo Yitur, Shemevi Rabbeinu, which the tour brought, the Balo Yitur, Al-Kochel Hosvir Olehai Perushuk. No, he's not so. He clearly did not hold that. He said, Hagodol Shebebes HaKnesses, the greatest in the shul, amongst the 10 plus people who are there, he should be getting that schar. Now, you can make Hosafos, so you could potentially have 10 people called up to the Torah. You could somehow put together 10, if you have the 7, and a Mitargim, and a Maftir, and somehow you put together that number. So maybe I can have the number that way. But either way, I'm able to explain, right? Could be that he would be the 10th, which is also a little bit strange. But we certainly have a support from the preacher for our practice today that we don't give the rabbi or the most chashuv person, the president or something, we don't give him that, we don't give him the halakha gelilah. But either way, the Ramban found all of this in a pasuk in this week's parsha. Arur asher lo yakim es divrei ha-Torah hazos la'asos asam. You have to lift up the Torah. The question, though, is should be obvious to us. Why is Hagbaha, why is this kibud considered no tel schar kulan? Why is this kibud considered something that I should want? In fact, just in the shul, I just got Hagba 2 weeks ago. I got Hagba 2 weeks ago because of a whole shir that I gave. I gave the shir, I explained that according to some opinion, after Tchiyas HaMesim, when our body comes back, we're not going to necessarily look the same. Why should we? Our personalities may be the same, but I may look in the mirror and not recognize myself. There are different opinions like that. But so I said, maybe I'll come back as like a bodybuilder. And when it's time for Hagba, I said this in class, when it's time for Hagba, instead of like the Gabbai looking around and looking at me and then looking past me, okay, because like, now this guy is 135 pounds, he can't possibly lift this Sefer Torah, even the little one, right? On Simchas Torah, they give me the little guy, right? That's, maybe he can hold that one for dancing, but the rest of them, we're not so sure. So I may come back, you know, and I'll be the first guy, I'll be getting Hagba every other week. I'll be the Simchas Torah guy who does the backwards Hagba, okay, like that. Maybe that'll happen. So happens to be, so the next Shabbos, I've done an Ashkam, and the Gabbai came over and offered me Hagba. I'm so excited. So I came over, and I didn't even drop the Sefer Torah. Okay, it's all about balancing. Anyway, so why? What's so great about this? What do you think? Yeah.
Because when I get, let's say, Malia, that's like I'm getting the Aliyah and the Schar is going to me. But when I pick it up, everyone else in the show gets to see it, and then everyone else gets some Schar.
I love it. And that's why you have to read. You have to see the Torah. Some say you want to try to read something from the Torah. Yeah. What do you think?
According to the Ramban, this is the only one which has a basis in the Torah, whereas all other aliyos and retlining is completely derabanan. This is at the very, very least a asmachta.
Beautiful, right. The fact that, if nothing else, the fact that there actually some asmachta, there's some smach, there's some support for this practice in the Chumash, in the Torah, that itself should give it the great schar and should give it the great kibbutz. Excellent, yeah.
If it's one of those, if you said before, if you can't see the words, you can't say it's those Torah, but let's say the person, you can't really see the words at all. Are you supposed to say it like after?
That's what I usually do. When he's done, he sits down, I'm like, okay, whatever, it's those Torah, I'll say it at the end. Yeah, that's what usually happens. But that's okay. I think that you're correct. I think that there's something about, yes, the fact that there's a source in the Torah, but everybody's involved. The fact that I lift up the Torah and everybody is able to participate. Everyone understands. And think about what you're saying. V'zos ha-Torah asher samo shofen ebnei Yisrael. This is our Mesorah. This is our heritage. And we join together as a people, as a community, as a tzibur, as a congregation, and we support each other. It's very difficult to be mekayim the Torah by yourself. It's so hard. You see this when people go off in their future, they go off to college or into their professional lives. It's very, very difficult. Support is so critical. That support may be being in a yeshiva for several years. People learn in yeshiva. You learn much better when people around you are learning versus where they're not. And the same thing is true in community. If you're in a shul, you're in a Torah community, you're going to allocate more time to Torah study. That's just the way it is. Even in your professional lives, it's a lot easier to deal with mincha in the middle of the afternoon when either there's a minyan in your law firm or there are several from people who are there. And there's a certain way people act. It's a lot easier to get home in time for Shabbos when there are other people who've done so, and obviously you're making up that time at other times. That's just the way it is. We need the support of each other. And that's what it means. And that's why we're together. We have to remember, when we're in the shul, we have to make believe we're on our Eva. It's the same thing. It's when Am Yisrael is together, we do this together. We're part of a team. And we can only be Mekayim the Torah together when we support each other. Just want to end with one other thought about this. And that is the Emek Bracha, a very nice sefer, which covers different halachic topics, addresses one thing which I've mentioned a couple of times. And that is the connection between Kibbutz HaVa'im and Kavod HaTorah. It's fascinating. The Gemara gives six examples of honoring your parents. Giving them food, giving them drink, helping them dress or undress if they need assistance, certainly in their old age, getting on their shoes or the like, and escorting them in and out. So the Ein Bracha says so beautifully, he says, how do we honor the Torah? So the Torah doesn't eat or drink. It's not a person. But we do dress and undress the Torah, and we do escort the Torah in and out. So it's incredible that the exact same activities that are done in order to honor our parents are done to honor the Torah. And with that comparison, I want you to think about what it means to lift up the Torah. To lift up the Torah in front of the entire people. What Hagbaha can do. If that's what I do with the Torah, do I ever give my parents that kind of kavod? Now, obviously I don't lift up my parents, okay? I don't lift them up. What are you doing when you're lifting up the Torah? You're showing the Hamon Am, you're showing the people, and you're also showing yourself how important this is, how proud I am of this, and how much I plan on Asher Lo Yakim. Yakim means literally to lift, but it also means to fulfill. And when we lift up the Torah, if I would try to imagine what that would mean, if I borrow that concept of Hagbaha and Galila to my parents, what it means is that I want to show how proud I am of the Mesorah that my parents have given me and how much I am willing to fulfill that Mesorah that they've given to me. So that could be a way we honor our parents that we don't think about. Every time you do something that your parents taught you, and you're doing it because this is our Mesorah, that gives them nachas. That gives them, that's kavod. That's giving your parents honor. So you should realize that. Yes, we stand up for our parents. We stand up for the Torah. It's true. We escort our parents in and out. If they need our assistance, we give them our assistance. But think about the kavod we can give them by lifting up that Torah, lifting them up, so to speak, holding them up on a pedestal and saying, We're so proud of who you are and what you stand for, and we like to continue that legacy in our own personal lives. Another way to honor our parents as we honor the Torah. Okay, we'll stop here. Wish you guys a good day. Okay. Okay. Yeah, please. Absolutely.